This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Medicine is plagued by conflicts of interest. By conflicts of interest, I mean times when the goals of two different parties are incompatible. In health, that usually means the health and well-being of patients is in conflict with the interests of the biomedical industrial complex. By biomedical industrial complex, I refer to the network of doctors and hospitals and drug companies and device makers that all provide health care, usually for a handsome profit. There are so many conflicts in medicine that I could fill a book. Take the use of antidepressants. Yes, antidepressants have some limited benefit, but the psychiatry community and the drug industry have teamed up to heavily promote their use, which is a conflict of interest. Both the doctors and drug companies stand to benefit as sales and prescriptions increase. The best current evidence suggests that a minority of people prescribed antidepressants benefit. The remaining people are unnecessarily put at risk of drug side effects, and they're often denied effective, safe alternatives, like proven types of psychotherapy. And there are other problems with antidepressants, like suicide attempts, heart problems, and withdrawal reactions after discontinuation of long-term medical therapy. Another recent conflict pointed out by the Loan Institute involves a friendly-sounding group, the National Partnership for Maternal Safety. How could they be devious? Well, they publish a list of recommendations for reducing deaths from blood clots in pregnant women and in women who've just delivered a baby. They recommend enormous overuse of the drugs that could be dangerous to women and would cost millions of dollars. Well, it turns out the National Partnership for Maternal Safety is a drug company-funded group that seeks to push these blood thinners. Another problem is that many medical journals that publish the research that we read are highly dependent on drug company money, making them anything but objective when it comes to publishing drug company-funded research and policy papers. This same type of conflict exists with drugs that need to be used quickly after the onset of a stroke. Neurologists, many of whom have taken money from drug companies, see the drug as vital to treating stroke patients. But many other experts, like emergency physicians, cite data to show the drug is much less effective than the industry and their paid neurology advocates claim. And researchers at Dartmouth reported that in 2017, half of the directors of the National Cancer Institute centers received payments from the drug industry. This is a serious financial conflict of interest. In all of these examples, the problem isn't a disagreement over the science, but it's a lack of transparency and the power of money that drives toward serious conflicts of interest that put patients and patient health at risk. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.